smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, Don and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of this.
I am.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, it's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I already announced that I'm gay.
Up the show, so.
I know. Anyway, so you can do that.
And that answer is false.
False.
Well, now, here's a very queer thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom buddies, Don and Mike.
I warned people about Ambien. I almost drove off a cliff.
Have a good weekend.
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
All right, what does James Brown have to say?
If you're not happy, we're not happy. Simple as that. Tell him JB sent you.
Okay, JB. That is so true, Dick. Dick.
Well, here goes nothing.
Hi, Simon.
I like you, though. I like you both.
Thank you.
You're funny.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If you like our show, check out our first ever... No, I don't want to say that it's like a... Like All of the Family with Maude. It's not a spinoff. Uh-huh. This is a partial birth abortion.
You don't want to call it a spinoff?
No. Oh. The Joe Ardinger Show.
9 o'clock Saturday, tomorrow 9 to 11, night. Right here on WJFK. Mm-hmm.
106.7. I was just outside. I said to Joe, you ready for tomorrow? And he said that he had topics ready and that his killer end of the show bit was going to be Joe interviewing Britney Spears. And I said, how are you going to pull that off?
Yeah.
And he said, he's going to record his voice. He'll play both parts.
Uh-huh.
And the good news is he'll be doing Britney Spears with a British accent.
You're not going to
fantastic.
Want to miss it.
Why don't they just turn the station off and save some electricity?
This should be very exciting radio.
You know, she has taken to doing a British accent.
Yes,
she's
I know.
In public.
True.
So I think this is brilliant.
There's the bit. Pretty
that hot. Is the bit.
Yeah. Therein lies the gag.
From that's the creators it. That brought you the Don and Mike Show, it's the Joe
no,
program.
What is now? Dave Letterman has worldwide pants.
Ours
what
would, be,
what would this be? Do you have a producing interest in this show?
Worldwide shart.
It's just a pair of boxers with a little stain on them.
Uh-huh. Right. No, I have no hand in this. My only hand may be tomorrow night if we're out, I may give the boy a call.
After a couple of tails.
Sure. On the request line.
Right.
And everybody that calls Joe, I urge you, drop the F-bomb.
Oh, God.
Joe's shaking his head.
What could go wrong?
Just say, hey, Joe, how you doing? F, 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 F.
How long is your delay? Really? F, 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 F.
Joe, do you have anybody assisting you tomorrow night for this endeavor?
I think our old intern Matt will be
Matt the Pollock.
Perfect. Yeah. Brilliant.
That's good. Make sure he doesn't take that show away from you now.
All right, then.
Okay, Brittany.
Poor Joe and his broken rib.
Hello, Todd and Mike Show.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you were talking about ripoffs. I got one for you.
Yeah.
Supplements, right? Like GNC.
Are they really?
Oh, they're hugely expensive.
Outrageous because people will believe anything,
yeah,
right?
I guess so.
Outrageous.
Has anybody ever definitively proven that vitamins actually do work?
I never take them and look at me.
There's your answer.
Hello there.
Jack LaLanne.
Todd and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing today?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Well, you were talking about the biggest ripoffs. Fountain sodas are the biggest ripoff.
That is true.
Fountain sodas.
Yeah.
They pay for like a couple of pennies in a 7-Eleven, charge you a buck and a half.
Yeah, all right, I guess so.
Yeah, but I mean, but with fountain drinks, though, a lot of times you get like free refills and all that stuff.
Still,
so.
You could never drink what you pay.
What about, you know, you were in the business, furniture.
Furniture, I think
furniture.
It's roughly 170 to 180%. I think that's what it was when we did it.
A car. I mean, anyone will tell you, as soon as you drive a new car off the lot,
right.
You might as well just throw $10,000 in the air.
Yeah, through the depreciation.
And Mike does that.
Yeah. Drives away, throws the money.
It's
constantly.
A terrific show.
That's right.
Oh, hold on, I want to finally get to Albania. We've talked about this. We get lists like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, all the time.
Mike, over here I got in my emergency pile.
Yes.
I've got a list for you about divorces.
Okay.
As always.
Mm-hmm.
Also a list for you about restaurant business slang.
Right. Uh-huh.
For Rob, I have a list about Hitler.
Thank you.
And how Hitler may have influenced extraterrestrials.
Right.
I thought so.
We also have just a list of lists, such as we can play the true or false game. Mike, the dot over the letter I is called a tittle.
False.
True.
Damn it.
That's true.
I hate to lose.
See, but we're not going to go to those lists today.
Okay.
No, we're not.
We're going to go to Albania today.
Yes, we are, because this is the dumbest list ever.
Albania.
The number one radio station in Albania put out the list. They asked their listeners the most popular songs of all time in Albania.
Okay.
Very nice.
Should be interesting.
All right, so we have
She Makes Cheese.
Hotel California by the Eagles.
Yeah.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Okay. Wow.
One by U2.
That's not bad.
With or Without You by U2.
Excellent.
Another good one.
Always by Bon Jovi.
Uh-huh.
Stairway to Heaven.
Classic.
Soldier of Fortune by Deep Purple. Don't Cry by Guns N' Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Winds of Change. Oh, is that the one that's like going down to Gorky Park?
I believe so, yeah.
Scorpions. And their favorite song of all time. Metallica, man.
Wow.
Nothing Else Matters. So we're now going to call Albania and find out if they actually even know of this song by Metallica.
Can I tell you one thing, man? I appreciate you playing this song, and it's not even May. Usually you wait till Metallica.
It's mandatory Metallica. I got to be the only guy in the world who doesn't like Metallica. Sorry. You too?
I don't like Metallica. Not a fan over here.
Sure is cool to say you like Metallica, though.
I've heard that.
It's also cool to say you like Radiohead. And that, hey, man, I bought the album and I only paid them $2, man. Because that's the kind of rebel I am.
Radiohead.
Well, let's call Albania, Mike.
Very good.
God, this is a long intro. This would be an outstanding Chris Hansen intro.
Very dreamy.
Well, there we go. Hold on.
I'm brooding. I'm a brooding rocker.
KCBQ.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. I carry a gun everywhere I go. I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
This is a long intro.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have. We're going to take a shower, both of us. I'll be the one going to take off your clothes. I will go till you tell me to stop.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I like rape.
Close.
Wow. It's tough on that one, isn't
Pretty
it?
Close.
It's so meandering.
No wonder they dig this song in Albania so much.
Why am I so depressed all the time? But I still want to get laid.
My name is Lars. I'm cool.
Look at my skinny ass. I'm wearing eyeliner.
You know who I really like?
Who?
Carrie Underwood. Before he cheats, I would take that Louisville Slugger and just bang out the headlights in his car.
She's got a new video I just saw.
Does she?
Like All American Girl. And it's a video that's straight out of 1970.
Yuck.
It's amazing. And she, you know, it's her and all the different outfits. So every line of the song is when she's like, she's the nurse and she's the cop and she's the waitress.
It's like the movie 27 Hysterectomies.
And she's the airline pilot. No, the airline stewardess. And of course, her choreography for the stewardess is pointing at the exits.
Ugh.
Yeah, very cute.
I heard a great nickname for Jessica Simpson.
Really?
They were calling him Tony Ono.
That's great.
Makes sense.
And it was in OK magazine that they're breaking up.
Yes.
Tony Romo came out and said, no, they're not breaking up.
Right, right. She's still floating around. But yeah. He seems to be linked with other chicks. He likes to get out there. He likes to get out there a lot.
They're very good friends.
What the hell do we care? Let's call Albania and see what they think.
Tony, oh no.
Would you like to call Hotel Tirana?
I would like to call the house next door to Borat's.
All right, well, we'll try this one.
All right. My sister is prostitute.
Bear with me. There's an awful lot of dialing here.
Okay.
Crap. I got to concentrate.
And a quick geography lesson. Albania.
011.
Eastern Europe?
Absolutely.
5-5. Yes. Four.
But the western crap. Part of Eastern Europe.
The western part of Eastern Europe.
Not far from Greece.
Zero.
Everyone one, be quiet so Don can three, dial phone five, numbers five, to Albania.
Four. Seven,
Albania
four,
located
seven, zero, seven.
Deep in what was former Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Lose and squirrel. Here we go.
Greetings. And I speak, so you know I'll be able to translate if we have good.
Oh, there's that good Albanian ring.
Very nice.
My wife made this cheese.
From her.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Chateau Tien Towers. My name is Edwin. I'm assisting
you. Hey, what's happening, dude? This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio. We're calling you from the United States of America. How are things in Albania?
I think it's fine, sir. Thank you very much.
Good evening. Are you having a nice evening?
Yeah, it's it's okay. You know, as a third sheet with us, I'm fine. Thank you.
May I ask you, are you familiar with the Metallica song called Nothing Else Matters?
I'm sorry?
Do you like Metallica?
I can't hear you very well, sir.
Do you like the band Metallica?
No.
You might as well go up the list, find out what he likes.
Do you like Whitney Houston?
Well, yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, see if you know. Tell us if you know this song.
Do you like this?
If I should stay.
Do you like that, Borat?
Is there anything else I can help you, sir?
All right, hold
We're
on.
We're going to play other songs for you to evaluate.
Do you like the band U2?
Yes, I do.
All right,
we play U2. John, do you play U2 for him right now?
One love, one life.
I love you too. I hate this particular song.
This is the one that Albanians like, Mike.
I know, that's on their list.
Is it getting better?
Do you like that one, Borat?
Yeah, it's nice.
You like nice. That song?
All right, how about
this?
Do you like...
Please to let us play another song for you.
What about this one? Stairway to Heaven. Do you like this one?
I don't want to change this. The other one sounds much better.
Okay, so you don't like that one as much as the other one we played.
Hold on, what about... the stupid Scorpions one made the list, too.
I like the Scorpions. Any song that starts with whistling.
Down in Gorky Park. Do you like this one? Sir?
Hello?
Yeah?
Do you like this song, sir?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes, right. He likes this
Scorpions.
So far... Songs he's given negative review to would be Stairway to Heaven, which says good taste.
Down to Gorky Park. Here's another one by Bon Jovi.
I'm afraid I have to leave.
Okay, hold on. One more song.
One more. Can we play one more for you?
One more, please.
Okay.
One more.
One more.
Bon Jovi.
You tell us if you like this one. It's Bon Jovi. The song is called Always.
That's fine, sir.
He likes it just fine.
You didn't like you like that one?
He said it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Was okay. That's okay.
Can you find me nice girl to make sex with?
That was Shania Twain.
What?
Can you find me nice girl to make sex with?
Well, see, that's not queued up.
No, I'm sorry.
See, we have a list that says in Albania, your favorite song of all time is Nothing Else Matters by Metallica.
Are there nice girls in Albania to make sex with?
There are lots of nice girls, but I cannot, as to say that can find you girls, you know.
Do you like
lots of nice girls?
Do you like High School Musical?
I'm sorry.
Do you like Hannah Montana?
No.
What did you enjoy for dinner this evening?
I had meat.
Meat?
Good.
What kind? What kind of meat?
Hostel. Veal.
Veal.
Rob made a hostel joke. Make sure that young college coeds don't go to special room where they chop you up.
Okay. I'm afraid I have to leave you. So
Before you go, may we ask your name, my friend?
Sorry?
Your name?
My name is Nico.
Nico.
Nico, do you like this song?
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
You like that one?
You like that song?
No, I don't.
Nico doesn't like that song.
It seems to me.
Thank you very much.
It seems to me Albania rocks. Albania rocks. Dude? Hello, dude?
Oh, end of call. Done.
Yes,
I don't know which is displeasing me more, the hang up by Albania or hang up by Howard Bernstein's wife. Both found very, very excruciatingly depressing.
Well, that's a crappy list of songs. You know what? Send that over to 94.7. That seems like a regular hour of programming on that station.
That would be fine to add to a playlist for a weekend.
Hey, 94.7, All Green, coming up. Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Bon Jovi, U2. Whitney Houston and the Eagles.
What is chance you could give songs to Joe Erdinger for rejoiners for a weekend 9 o'clock program?
You ever get that to work?
This won't play.
That won't play?
This will not play.
We were trying to sucker punch the guy with the Dennis Murphy CD.
You know why that doesn't play?
What about his
you bought CDs in Albania.
What about his Christmas CD?
I'll try that, but I think this is better than that.
That was fun speaking with Nico. Was that Albanian hotel we call? Yes, key to calling internationally when you do radio shows is to call hotels. Many times, low-level English-speaking employees.
Yeah, and they never close.
No, always open 24/7.
Although Kazakhstan, a glorious country, it have a problem too. Economic, social, and Jew. This why Ministry of Information have decided to send me to USA, greatest country in the world.
Nico.
5-5-4. I'm playing Dennis. 2-7-4-7-0-7.
Numbers. Well, you're calling the hotel Haxio.
Well, that's the one I called before.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good calling. Okay. Oh, I hope it's the same guy.
Nico. Now just remember, if you get a foreign exchange student, don't go to hostel.
It's ringing.
Strange Americans with lots of money who pay money to kill people. Maybe he'd like to buy Saw 5 out on DVD. Another movie about chopping up Americans.
Hey, come on. Come on, you never close.
Maybe he's taking a smash.
Streets of Albania, filled with scary street kids. Kids that kill you.
P.U.
Nico is perhaps taking time in lavatory after call from America. Same number you call Nico?
No.
Different. Grand Hotel Corca.
Different number, Mike.
Hotel Corca?
One more chance.
Oh, you played song from Corca. Is that the Poison Ivy?
Corky.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have trouble with consonants and vowel.
Vowels?
I believe Nico moving his vowels right now.
Vowels?
He's having vowel movement.
Yes, hi. Hello, is this Albania? Hello?
What?
Hello, Albania? Hi, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're calling from America. We're on the radio right now from the United States of America.
How are you this evening?
Hello?
I not understand you. What do you want?
Do you like rock and roll?
Rock and roll?
Do you like this song? Please listen and tell us if you like this song in Albania.
What do you think of it? What do you think of this song?
It's beautiful.
Is it beautiful?
He right. said it's beautiful.
Is it better than Metallica? Hello? Hey, who do you like at the Super Bowl? Is all the Albanian money on the Patriots?
Hello? Das Miss Minish Bradish Miss?
Did you see that lie detector show last night? That run in Albania?
The answer is da.
Would you like some cheese?
Yeah, this is great cheese.
We arrive here to learn from American politics. As a matter of interview with party official from ruling regime.
We are good friend, Boba, yes?
The best.
I hope so.
It is a custom have a cheese at the start.
Thank you.
My wife make this cheese.
It's very nice.
She make it from a milk from her...
I love that part.
That's good, right, Albania?
Hello?
I believe he hung up.
I still hear tone along phone line to indicate that he is still listening.
Hello?
Excuse me, you, sir, suck.
That's bad. He leaves line open. You know why?
Why?
He's being taped by secret police.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Well, we got to go Buzz's way right now.
Another man who's traveled extensively in Albania.
My hobbies, ping pong, sunbathe, disco dance, and on weekends, travel to capital city and watch ladies while they make a toilet.
That line is still open.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Well, as wonderful it is to waste a company's money, we got to cut this line. We got to end it now.
Okay. Then I say thank you, sir, for making childhood dream come true.
Who are you?
I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
I arrive in America's airport with clothing, U.S. dollars, and a jar of gypsy tears to protect me from AIDS.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Anyway, they're crazy about Metallica and Albania.
Clearly.
Peppermint and traditional five flavor. I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
Hold on, do this one, Mike. Do this one. Hold on, wait a second.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey.
There is one short memo for Mr. Paul Harvey. Thank you, sir, for making a childhood dream come true. This is Scott Shannon saying, Paul Harvey, good day. Thank you, sir. Pirate Radio.
Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Lots of people with retardation, Howard Bernstein.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Buzz.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great.
Welcome to our country.
Fantastic. I go home tonight and watch girlfriend make toilet.
What is a not jokes?
A not joke is when we're trying to make fun of something, and what we do is we make a statement that we pretend is true, but at the end we say not, which means it's not true.
So teach me how to make one.
All right. What color is your suit?
This suit is gray.
Gray. I would call it blue, okay?
It's gray.
All right. It's blue-gray, but it's certainly not black, gray. Right? All right. Let's say it's gray, but it's not.
It is gray.
Okay. So a not joke was, I would say, that suit is black. Not.
This suit... is not black.
No, not has to be the end.
Okay.
Best timing.
This suit is black nut.
This suit is black. Pause. You know what a pause is?
Yes.
This suit is black. Not.
This suit is black. Pause. Not.
No, you don't say pause. This suit is black. That's a pause. Not.
This suit is black.
Okay. I'm not.
Very nice.
Buzz, stand by. All right, do some comments. We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.